Children from all around the world are writing stories together in isolation as part of an online project called StoryTag. Within just a few days of the launch, there were entries from across the UK, Cape Town, Paris, Madrid and New Zealand. And Kiwi Frith Hookwe is one of the people who set up StoryTag. She joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Good. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I guess probably like everywhere in the world, as the lockdowns kind of felt like they were on their way, it became the only thing everyone was talking about. And I'd been having a lot of conversations with friends who have kids about the challenges that them being home from school posed, largely to do with routine and learning and keeping them, you know, entertained. So the idea for StoryTag was sort of looking in the way of solving this, or not so much solving it, rather, you know, adding something into the mix as a way for kids to stay creative and connected during lockdown. And the idea is really simple. Like you said, it's about writing stories together with kids from all over the world.
Yeah, so how does it work exactly?
So I think probably a lot of people will be familiar with that improv game. Definitely people that have been at those wonderful corporate away days where you end up standing in a circle and someone's like, you know, it starts a story and then the next person builds on it. And, you know, it might be like I was walking down the road and there was a turtle that suddenly appeared in front of me. And then before you know it, the turtles turn into a giant who's, you know, turning the sky purple and everything. And that's the premise of it. It's this idea that someone starts something, the next person builds on it, and you don't really know where it goes. So it's a website where you can come sign up and start writing a story yourself, or wait until you're assigned into a group of story writers. And what we've seen so far is exactly that. It's just this amazing little network of imagination from kids that sort of bounces all around the world and turns into really, really lovely short stories that you could never sort of foresee where they were going.
And so for the child signing up for this, you know, what's their experience? How does it work for them?
So the whole idea of actually that it's something that, like, kids and parents can do together, one of the things that we've learned sort of very quickly is that writing a story is actually quite hard. And so you come to the website, you sign up, it's registered to an email address so that you kind of know when there's a story for you to contribute to or when a story you've written is finished. So once you've signed up and everything kind of goes through the whole validation, terms and conditions, yada, 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 that was a whole fun thing in the setup as well. You've got the ability to start a story from a bank of story starters, and you can literally take that wherever you want, or you wait for a story that's already started to come into your inbox and you're told sort of where in the queue you are. You can see what's been written before you, and then it's up to you to write the next little chapter for whatever it is that you want to take that story or that plot in the direction of.
Is there a word limit? Like, do you write a chapter or 100 words, or what's the story?
So, yeah, I mean, we've got it as, it's like 1,000 characters. I have no idea what that actually turns into in terms of words, but it's sort of like 10 or so sentences, I think, which it's not so much a target. It's like that keeps it to a nice length. But we've had little stories where someone will come in and literally all they say is, you know, and then they opened the door and saw ... right through to really long paragraphs with elaborate little plot twists and new characters being invented. And it's just been really lovely to see the organic nature of imagination and storytelling.
Ending a story is pretty tricky.
Ending a story is pretty funny. I think when we were sort of testing it out, we did a lot of test groups before we began, and it made me laugh because so many times the end line would be, and they woke up and it was all a dream. Which sort of is a bit of a throwback to, I think, my creative writing skills when I was at primary school. One of the things that we're looking at integrating is sort of prompts and guidance and actually turning it into a more educational tool as well. So at the moment, we just have it as a really basic, as a basic website where you can come in and write a story and, you know, that's the experience. But we've got some ideas in the future for how it could actually turn into more of a learning tool. And, you know, if you're coming in the middle of a story, you might understand how the plot peaks at that point. And then if you're coming in toward the end, little tactics to wrap things up. So there's a lot of scope, I think, for how it could grow. And we're kind of learning on the way as to what that roadmap might look like.
Great. Has it got some momentum already, or has it just started really?
So we sort of launched on Saturday, which, working in advertising, I can safely say is not the day to launch something, but I think, you know, at the moment days are all a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. You know, in the last sort of 3 days, we've had nearly like 150 users sign up. And what's been really surprising is when you start seeing names and places come up where you're like, we definitely have no idea who those people are. So,
yeah.
You know, when I say I launched, we posted it on Twitter and LinkedIn and we're like, okay, people we know, let's see how this goes. But already it started to grow and people seem to be really latching onto the idea and sharing it, which has been really fantastic to see.
Great. So I have to ask this question, given that it's 2020, is it safe for kids? They're not going to find something in their inbox that their parents wouldn't want them to see.
No, absolutely not. So at the moment, the way that we've got it set up, and you know, this will be the way that it remains, is every single story comes back to our system. At the moment, it's myself, my colleague, and a couple of other friends who check it. We make sure that, you know, from a base level, that it's like G-rated and it feels very friendly for kids. And then fix any sort of punctuation or grammar or anything like that. So nothing is actually published on the site until it's gone through human moderation. And that for us feels like a really important thing because we want it to be a place where the stories are fun, they're lighthearted, and it's a really positive environment. So that's our way of managing that.
Great. Well done. For people, what age range and where do people go next for more info?
So at the moment, age range is kind of school kids. You know, I know that's pretty broad, but from what we know, we don't ask for kids' ages. We want to actually capture as little information as possible. You know, it's a parent's email address and a location. And the only reason we ask for those is so that when the story's finished, the kids who have helped write it can actually see how far around the world it's travelled. Anyone who wants to sign up, if they head to storytag.co, and they'll, you know, the landing page has to sign up. It just needs name, email address, obviously, like, of the parent, and from there they can get going and start writing stories.
Good for you. Hey, I have to ask, last time we were talking to you about a few years ago, because you are just a Kiwi woman who has good ideas and then launches them without thinking too much about it beforehand, and you were talking about popularising the No Filter hashtag. Was that a positive experience for you?
That feels like so long ago. Yeah, I mean, that was a similar thing. You know, I think if there's anything that I've learned when it comes to sort of having an idea, the best way of getting it live is charging ahead without thinking too much about it and seeing what you can build in a short space of time. And often with that, you end up with something that you didn't think you were going to be starting off with, but you learn a lot on the way, and, you know, the product of it is always something creative and fun. So, yeah, similar vein, but this time it sort of feels like it's got a little bit more than a month of hashtags.
Great. Hey, well done for using your lockdown productively. We're impressed and inspired, and nice to chat to you today.
Yeah, great to speak to you, sir, and hopefully we can get some more kids from down in New Zealand writing with others from everywhere else around the world.
Yeah, that's. We'll put the link up on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/Jessie and Frithahookwe. Keep up the good work.
Amazing. Thanks, Jessie.